Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning, Steve Dale, on a, I think it's a Sunday morning, I'm not even so sure. Renata Block is in the studio with me. We are going to be talking about Canine Companions for Independence, and today is National Puppy Mill Awareness Day. Do you have off work today?
I do, because we need to celebrate.
And because it's Sunday.
Yes, but never, no, because we need to celebrate as Puppy Mill Awareness Day,
which we'll talk about in a moment. Good morning, Renata.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to see you. And our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same number, or if you go to my Facebook fan page, if you want to watch whatever we do here in the studio with the beautiful view and the sunrise in Chicago now.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. You can watch as well on my Facebook fan page. We'll talk about the Canine Companions for Independence in a moment in detail.
Sure.
Puppy Mill Awareness Day. That's today. There'll be a march down Michigan Avenue beginning right next door to the Wrigley Building.
Yes.
That is still called the Wrigley Building, as far as I know.
It is, so right for now, yes.
They're changing, yes. All these. But right next door to the Wrigley Building is where this begins, and it simply is a nice stroll down Michigan Avenue, really.
It is. It's a great way to create awareness of the severity of the problem in regards to puppy mills.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I know you're involved with the organization that is behind all this.
Yes. Carrie Myers, she is just absolutely amazing. She created the Puppy Mill Project, and she has really brought to light the where these dogs come from, and people really don't realize when they are purchasing a dog from a breeder, are they a reputable breeder, or are they purchasing them from a pet store, and where are these puppies coming from? And really, they don't see behind the scenes of what these dogs suffer through.
Yeah, and we're primarily talking about purchases directly from pet stores, which in theory had been banned in Chicago, but there are still some pet stores that are somehow, some way getting around what is the law, not only in Chicago, but well over 100 other cities all over the country, large cities, big cities, and small cities, and everything else that have said no dogs or cats can be sold to pet stores because we know where they're sourced from, and that's the problem. And puppy mills indeed are as bad or worse than we've seen on TV and in newspaper and magazine reports.
Right. And that's what I love about the Puppy Mill Project, because she actually creates so much awareness, and we have speaking events as well as other events to raise money to hand out resources in regards to the importance of these issues. And I said breeders, and don't get me wrong, there are reputable breeders.
Oh, sure.
And
of
I
course.
Have I got a fabulous dog from a reputable breeder, but you know, you really have to do your research, and there's so many dogs to be adopted, so don't overlook them.
Yeah, and the trick is, if you're going to a breeder, to go to the breeder to get the dog. Yeah, which sounds so simple, but
a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, so you know, unless you know for a fact this is a responsible breeder. So dogs and cats sold at pet stores are generally, since responsible breeders never, ever, ever sell to a pet store, and they don't.
They don't.
Then, because they want to know who's going to purchase their animal, and
absolutely,
they can't possibly do that if they're selling to a pet store. So these dogs are not from responsible or reputable breeders. There's that march today that we're both talking about. It kicks off at noon,
continues
till about 2 o'clock or so.
Right down Michigan Avenue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it begins at the Wrigley Building. You're not going to this because I know you have some other commitments, Renata.
I do.
And maybe it's a good thing for your husband, Robert, that you're not, because there are all the stores on Michigan Avenue
there
you
are.
Could stop in.
Yeah. I think he made these plans on purpose. Yeah.
So,
but always support the cause, so you know that.
yes, you do. And the address is 448 North Michigan Avenue is where it kicks off from. And leashed dogs, dogs that are social dogs, are more than welcome to participate as well. There's no fee or anything.
No, we went to it actually a year ago, mm-hmm. a couple years. But it's such a great time. And we all come together. And you know what? It's amazing that people from all over the states just come and meet and we march.
And your dog can be blessed. Because, really, honest,
yes, no, I know.
Chicago Police Department Chaplain Bob Montalongo, who's a friend of mine, he will bless the, and I choose my friends the right way, he will, because he is a chaplain after all, and he knows, you know, who's important.
Right.
And he will bless all the animals that'll be there if you want your animal blessed as well. And that, again, kicks off at noon. So tell me about Canine Companions for Independence.
Okay. So Canine Companions for Independence is a national nonprofit organization that enhances the lives of children, adults, and veterans with disabilities. And what we do is provide expertly trained assistance dogs and a lifetime of support to ensure this quality relationship or partnership that the people have with the dog.
I would go further. So you're reading probably the statement from CCI, Canine Companions for Independence.
Yeah.
Do that again, because I'm going to change their statement.
You are.
Which they may not appreciate. I'm not sure, but go ahead.
So Canine Companions for Independence is a national nonprofit organization that enhances the lives of children, adults, and veterans with disabilities by providing expertly...
Okay, hang on. They do enhance the lives, but I would argue for some of these folks... They save lives.
I agree.
I mean, quite literally, particularly the veterans that come back. And we now know that with an animal, for those who want it, the number of veterans that have post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome may also have some physical limitations as well.
Absolutely.
And they are not likely, to go out into the world. And then they have a dog, mm-hmm. and they are more likely to do so. They're more likely to participate in society.
Absolutely. It's a social bridge.
Perfectly put. But above and beyond that, we know, this is just data, their suicide rates decline.
Yes.
So they actually, I would argue, they save lives and they change lives. I mean, these dogs make a significant difference. Now, there's nothing wrong with programs, and I want you to talk about this a bit. There's nothing wrong with programs, if they're done right, that take shelter animals and pair them with, say, veterans or others in need. But this is a lot more than that, and it's a lot more carefully done.
Yes. Yes, it's very, pretty much they... The dogs are bred in Santa Rosa, California.
They're bred in wine country?
They are.
Well, who knows what's going to come of these dogs?
But they're pretty much all labs, goldens, and a mix between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, from birth to 2 months, they are cared for with volunteers. And right at 2 months, they are in... They're spread across the country to be raised by volunteer puppy raisers that will basically teach them social skills, you know, give them the confidence that they need, and, you know, just basic commands that are needed to build the foundation to become an assistance dog.
And very often these dogs are actually trained to do what the people cannot do.
Yes.
So you mentioned before we went on the air the story of someone who dropped their phone simply, and she mm-hmm. had one of these dogs, and the dog simply picked up the phone. It sounds so simple.
It does sound simple.
But some of these simple things make it possible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
give the confidence also. It's not only a matter of what's possible. So their physical disabilities are not quite as disabling, but they make it possible also to change that. Now this person is just a person with a dog rather than a person in a wheelchair. So I've been told by some of these people that do have these dogs.
Right. I mean, basically, you know, like I said, it's a social bridge. It gets people out, and not only veterans, like we were discussing previously, but children.
Hmm.
And think about it. I mean, we as adults are insecure anyway. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like we have that insecurity. But
well, you're talking to a radio performer, so the answer is yes.
Being a child, and specifically a disabled child, is I think very. Can be very challenging, and bringing a dog into their world is again creating confidence and unconditional love to strike up conversations and become who they really are.
And parents have also told me, well, now I don't have to hover. You know, I can trust that the dog is going to do its job.
Yes.
And that gives the child more independence.
Yes.
As well as the parents, the ability to sleep at night.
Absolutely. And you were talking about picking up dropped items, opening, closing doors. And I have to say, this is the most amazing thing. They assist with business transactions and they can transfer money, receipts, and packages. How amazing is that?
They can go to the post office and do what?
They could.
Did they work for FedEx?
No, they have a PetEx, right? So basically, they provide independence for these people, and
they really do.
Hence the name.
Canine Companions for Independence. They've been around for a very long time, doing amazing work. And now some of this work has been confused. I want to talk about that when we get back. They have a big event coming up.
Yes,
some of Chicago's greatest radio and television personalities will be walking down a runway.
Chicago finest.
All right, so we'll talk about that. Also, you know what today is? Today is the day all parents wish is here. The kids are back in school. Now your little mathletes and athletes are bringing home new school year orders from gym class, football practice, and the cafeteria. The folks at Fresh Wave. You knew I'd get to Fresh Wave, right? The folks at Fresh Wave can't make much sense of that AP calculus homework, nor can I, but they can help you set those tweens and teens up for success without a smell. That starts with Fresh Wave packs, which you could throw into their shoes, backpacks, and any other small places. They'll last for about a month and keep the odors at bay. As needed, hose them down. Well, maybe you shouldn't literally hose your kids down, though probably some of you do that. Instead, there's Fresh Wave. And this stuff really works. Fresh Wave does this without assist from chemicals that you really don't want your kids exposed to. You'll find Fresh Wave at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Target stores. That's right, it's all natural. That's the whole point. As well as, by the way, online at freshwaveworks.com. You know that. Freshwaveworks.com. So head to the web and shop online or find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer today. Indeed, freshwaveworks.com. Good morning, WGN Radio. We're just talking pets, that's all. Canine Companions for Independence is what we're talking about. Renata Block is here. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You could text us at that same number. And in fact, we do have a text, Renata, that asks a question that is a really good one. And that is, how are these dogs trained? So, I mean, people think that, you know, there's like maybe a dog training center. This dog trainer comes in, teaches them sit, stay, roll over, but it's a bit more than that.
It is. There's volunteers that take the newborn pups and they nurture them until they're about 8 weeks old. After that, then they are placed.
Well, that's important, too, because I'm interrupting, but I want to talk about they're socialized.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's true for any puppy you get anytime. Socialization is incredibly important, preventing all sorts of behavior problems later in life.
But moreover, talking about confidence, though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and it makes
giving
them,
the dog confidence.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah. It makes them malleable as well.
Mm-hmm.
So something unusual happens and they don't necessarily go into shock, if you will.
Right.
They can deal with it.
Right.
And these dogs, things happen that are unusual all the time and they have to be able to deal with it.
Absolutely. In all situations, just because they are pretty much a lifeline for a lot of people.
Yep.
After 8 weeks, I mean, they are volunteers. And actually, you can sign up to be a volunteer puppy raiser.
How do you do that? I have a friend that did that, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
So cci.org, you can visit them. There's many ways to get involved. But pretty much, you have the dog for about a year and a half. And talk about attachment, because
it's hard to get. It's hard to give up, but I'll tell you,
it's such an emotional journey in regards to not keeping them, but where they're going and what you are providing for people. And that's the bottom line of why people do it. And socialization skills, nutrition, I mean, pretty much the volunteers pay for everything. And because it is very costly to have a dog like this from birth to retirement, it is $50,000. And that's a lot of money. But
so to be clear, if you're a puppy raiser, you're not paying $50,000.
You are not.
No. That's part of the reason why you have a fundraiser coming up.
Absolutely.
A big one.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about it.
So Hot Dog Chicago, it's in its third year here at the Peninsula. So we thank the Peninsula for having us again. But we are having pretty much the Chicago finest walking down the runway with their own pets.
Chicago police officers?
Finest. Yes.
Really?
No. There may be a police officer.
Okay.
It could be a surprise. But,
okay.
So we have celebrities. We just have well-known
people.
That
would not be Chicago's finest.
I actually asked you to
yes,
walk
you
the
did,
runway.
Yes, you did. And I was in and out of town.
On.
However, no. Chicago's finest would be police officers in my mind. I mean, I'm serious.
You know,
not Chicago
very,
media
very,
people.
You know what? You have a very, very good point, and I totally respect what you're saying. So basically what we're telling you is...
This is Chicago's adequatist.
Adequatist. Okay,
yes.
I like... I'll take that.
Yes,
adequatist.
Yes. And they're going to be people like who?
Well, we have Rosemary Fonte. She's an illustrator and well-known in Chicago. She actually illustrates a lot of beautiful dogs. So if you want one done, she is amazing. But we also have Ravi Vaichwal with Channel 7, Natalie Bumpke with
Fox.
Fox, yep. Yes. And then the beautiful Suzanne Lemion from Channel 2.
Just her name is beautiful in
Isn't
of itself.
It? I know. So, yeah, gorgeous.
Yes.
So, and Whitney Reynolds, of course, my favorite gal. So.
Okay. But more than the media people there, you're there to raise money for a very good cause.
Absolutely.
It's a fun fashion show, I presume?
It's a fun fashion show. Okay, so get this.
Yeah.
The dogs are dressed in haute couture.
Of course.
All right. So, yeah, I had a fitting for my dog just about a week ago. So she's going to look... Gigi. She's going to look amazing striding her stuff down the runway.
She'll kind of look like Audrey Hepburn.
She will. She will. Exactly. So, bottom line... Peninsula this Thursday starts at 6 o'clock, and tickets are still available. All the money, all the proceeds go to help pay for these assistance dogs that people get free of charge for life. And that to me is just second to none.
Yeah, we kind of buried the lead because you said it right there. Yeah. So for more information about the event, people go to
www.cci.org/hotdogchicago, and that's HAUTE dogchicago.com or .org, and you can get tickets for $175.
Okay. Yep. And it all goes to
Canine Companions for Independence.
Yeah, pairing dogs with people who by having a dog, their lives change.
Absolutely.
And, you helped to make this happen, so thank you very much. Canine Companions for Independence is a organization I've been a fan of for a very long time. Pets aren't like family, they are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. You know about MedVet Chicago, I presume, Renata?
They actually have been amazing. I have had several pets that I've taken there for emergency situations, and I will tell you the care is just stellar.
Yep.
So.
They have specialty and critical care you're talking about 24/7. To learn more, it's medvetforpets.com. You can call them at 773-281-7110. Now is the time to just think about it when you don't need them, because at some point you might. And if you don't, good for you.
Yes.
But if you ever do, then you're ready. They're located at Belmont, Western, and Clybourne, medvetforpets.com. And have that phone number handy, because you never do know. 773-281-7110. Renata, you are wonderful for all the work that you do. And, of course, happy Puppy Mill Awareness Day to you.
And happy Puppy Mill Awareness Day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.